Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So, yeah, it's Friday. It's the 26th of October, and we're here to bring you up to date. Every hour of the Good Day program is aimed at bringing you something that you didn't know before you were listening to the program. There's a lot of discussion about things that are going on from a perspective that is mature and open-minded. How's that for Jay? You can be mature and open-minded, and I have my moments too, right?
I was going to say some days.
Some days, yes, some days, and other times. Hey, listen, so I was looking around at the things that are happening that are good, and then I was looking, it's the usual, right? You have a balance here. Here's the story from Florida of a teenager who got adopted just before he turned 18. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Brad and Renee.
Essentially speaking.
Say that again?
With hours left.
Yeah.
Essentially speaking. Hours until he's 18 and basically aged out of the system.
So I guess I'm wondering, the folks who adopted him, Brad and Renee Balasatitis, I think that's how you pronounce his name, adopted Roman, just as you said, before he turned 18. Apparently, this took a while to get done. They had 7 adopted children. Their parents actually have 9 children. They had a couple, I guess, on their own. And so this is described as a race to the finish line, that they wanted to make it happen, I guess, officially, because he'd lived with them for a long time, right, since he was 13. I think that's it. He was, yeah. So he connected with them. Found a home. So last Christmas, in fact, this youngster got the present he'd wanted. They said they were going to adopt him, but it took him until, what, yesterday or something to get it all done?
Yeah, recently, just the day before his 18th birthday.
Yeah. So that's a sweet story. That's good.
It really is, yeah.
All right? Nice. Okay. The old expression, there's a bear in the woods, comes to mind. I see a couple of these stories. We seem to have them more and more frequently than we would like to have them. A couple of animals getting a little jiggy. How's that? Does that sound, is that okay?
Mm-hmm. That getting term, jiggy with
right?
it.
Getting jiggy with it. A bear got inside the kitchen of a Colorado hotel. Attacked a security guard there. The
getting jiggy with it means something else.
Oh, it does? Oh, okay.
I thought the story was going elsewhere. Please continue.
Oh. Well, okay. You can explain that in a minute. Anyway, the guard who was on duty at the hotel investigating reports of the bear. So this is the St. Regis Aspen Resort. And so while he was in the kitchen, the security guard surprised the bear, apparently. Okay, hello, are you the bear? The bear attacked the guard, knocked him to the ground. The security guard got away from the bear, called the police. He was taken to the hospital to get care and was released. The department said wildlife officers got there and they searched for the bear. But I guess there was a side door or something near the courtyard, and the bear got in there that way. More and more of this stuff is happening because of what we're doing. It's not that it's bad. It's just the reality of something new, like places like this are being built in the out in the wild where these animals live.
Yeah, they're getting pushed out. But it's one thing when somebody is maybe camping or hiking on a walk or whatever, and then they understand that they're out. When you are inside a building and you are attacked and you get surprised, yes, your guard is absolutely
in
down.
In the kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's another one of these. A hiker was injured while trying to stop a mountain lion from attacking his dog. He was hiking in the Santa Monica Mountains. This is near Malibu. He got scratched, a puncture wound to his hand. And so, again, he was trying to obviously save his dog. There was another young mountain lion nearby. The victim was treated and is okay. But, again, this is we have a picture. I probably should post this. The fellow who takes care of the animals that are sort of a nuisance on the farm sent me a picture last night of what looked like a bobcat walking around on the street where I live, where the farm is.
Wow.
And walking in somebody's backyard. Someone had, the police had called him because that's what this guy's job is. So he went out to, and he sent me a picture. It wasn't on my land, but because he does a lot of work for me and a lot of work protecting my animals on the farm, because there's all kinds of stuff on the farm that you have to be careful of. We had some dangerous cats that he had to take care of a couple of weeks ago. We had, you know, who thinks a cat is dangerous, but they can get dangerous, especially when they're feral. And then we had geese all over the place that are a real problem for the young animals because their poop contains salmonella. And even if the young calves smell it, they put their nose on it, they can get enough stuff in their system to kill them because they don't have a mature immune system. These are calves that are days old or weeks old, and we get a lot of them this year. We have 17 at the moment. And so what do you do with them?
Mm-hmm.
You can chase them off. So the lions and the bears and the bobcats and you name it, they're everywhere. And just you got to be careful. That's it.
Yes.
Bottom line.
Yeah, definitely have to keep your guard up. And I know that there is, like how people carry mace for self-protection, there's a stronger form of it, the bear spray or whatever, that a lot of people, when they go on walks, it's not going to take the bear down, but it might give you an opportunity to get away.
Yeah, exactly. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Going into the sports department, this is something we don't do too often, but this is something that is worthy of note. The suspension of a hockey player for 41 games. It's the first time a modern, whether it's NHL, I think any sports activity, has banned one of the players for gambling. 41 games. He's 22 years old. He is an American. The league said that this ban was for activities relating to sports wagering. Look around right now. I mean, obviously, everybody, when you think about that, if you've been around, James, you know who Pete Rose was? He's actually still alive.
I don't think I'm familiar, no.
No, okay. Jay, you know who Pete Rose was, right?
I recognize the name, but I can't remember
right, so,
at the moment.
Pete Rose was one of the most famous baseball players of all time and one of the best baseball players of all time. He said pretty much his entire career, not the whole career, but most of his career was played in Cincinnati. He was a native Cincinnatian, and he was just fabulous. He could hit the ball. He was a good fielder. But he also, and then he became a coach. But he was convicted of gambling. Actually, he was convicted of tax fraud, if I'm not mistaken. I'm trying to remember. He and I were on the same radio station in Cincinnati for a couple of years. He did a program after mine. I was on in the afternoon. He was on in the evening. And so we developed an interesting relationship. I considered him a friend. But that's not the story here. I'm just telling you that anecdotally. This is the story of one of, apparently, one of the brightest futures. This guy had a very bright future, and maybe he still can, but 41 games, was that about half the season? I don't know that much about hockey as to how many games they play.
I think that there's still a lot of season left. They play so many games. Well, so the thing is, with the NFL, players can't gamble within the sport. So, like, NFL players can gamble outside of the sport. I'm not sure what the laws are with NBA and Major League across the board, because there was somebody in 2018 with the NFL who was gambling and betting on games within the league. I don't believe on their team, but with the NHL, they have the most strict rules where you can't gamble in sports, period. Yeah. And Pinto he wasn't banned for any gambling on the sport itself and within NHL, but he was doing other things. And he got busted. And I think a lot of times people think, well, they won't get caught or it won't happen to them. And we often forget that gambling can very easily lead to an addiction in gambling. And sometimes people fall into these habits of not just because they owe so much money, but because they're straight up addicted to gambling itself.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty tough addiction. Mm-hmm. And now with all the sports betting, every radio program you turn on, television show, they have these.
It's a lot easier. It's more legal in places.
Mm-hmm. And then they cover themselves by saying, please gamble responsibly. What is that? It's like the ads for alcohol. Please drink responsibly.
Exactly, because they can all lead to addiction.
Yeah, well, they can also lead to lawsuits. And the cynical side of me says that's really why they make those statements. Anyway, this fellow is an engaging young man, very intelligent, supposedly, made a poor decision.
And he took full responsibility. He's not fighting this. He completely accepted it. He said, this is my doing. I did this. I am so sorry. I'm embarrassed about it.
Yep.
And a lot of people are kind of like, I think when they get in trouble for things, they try to fight it to an extent to save face. And he's just like, no, I messed up.
Well, that shows some maturity. Stand up and, you know, take your punishment. The numbers here are amazing. So far this year, in our country, Americans have wagered $220 billion on sports. $220 billion. Can you imagine what you could do, what you could do with that money? But with some people, it's a habit. Some people, it's a hobby. And some people have made some money. But it's like going to Las Vegas, and I don't mean to denigrate going to Las Vegas, because we've sent a lot of people to Las Vegas by having them dial 800-419-3684, that's for sure. You go gamble, the rules are stacked not in your favor. Stacked in favor of the people that own the machines or own, in this case, the betting facilities themselves. So just be aware of that, I guess. 18 after the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
Discover. This is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank. Member FDIC.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point.
Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco. And rewards members get one free every Tuesday till October 31st, only on the app.
Free breakfast taco? Now you're talking.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Offer valid at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours while supplies last.
This is how we do it.
you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
23 after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Friday again. Can you believe it? Last Friday of October is upon us. And I guess, what do we have to do?
Halloween weekend. Time to get weird.
Scared. Boo, boo, boo. All right. I'm in one of those silly moods today. That's okay. I hope it's okay because it's where I'm at. You know, that's a good... It's a good thought, but a bad sentence. You don't end a sentence with a preposition. It's where I am. How's that? Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, a couple of ladies known well for their musical acumen are in the celebrity news at this moment. Social media trending stories about Cher. She's been around a lot lately, and so this is one of those things. She's been interviewed a number of times, and in this particular Q&A, she reveals she's not a fan of her own music.
Mm-mm.
And doesn't like her voice. Good
Can you
God.
Imagine? Good for her for still, like, pushing through and doing what she does and giving us all her gift, because she doesn't believe in her gift. And I think
really?
Most people who, they're like, I don't like my music, I don't like the sound of my voice, I'm not sure they would pursue a singing career.
I think if I looked at my bank account and saw how much money was in it and thought, well, I got there because of this, I might be a little bit more, yeah, it's easy to say this, but yeah, right, let's not be that silly.
She's
anyway.
Like, I'm just not my own cup of tea.
Well, I mean, she's had ups and downs in her career, no question about that. I think she's a fascinating person, frankly. She's got a huge catalog of music, and her voice is very unique. Whether she likes that or not, she sings in a weird way, so she thinks. She says, it doesn't sound like a man, doesn't sound like a woman, I'm more in between. Well, it depends on what you do. There are so many things that electronically can be done with your voice. You can echo, you know, there are all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't think that she should be that hard on herself, and I'm not going to be because I think she's fabuloso.
She's fantastic, absolutely.
Yep. All right, Taylor Swift in our focus right after this.
Homie. Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, so here's the news, and it's good for Taylor Swift. Is it a surprise that she leads the Billboard Music Award nomination list? She has 20 nominations for the Billboard Music Awards this year. Is there anybody else who has been, has had that much? Morgan Wallen has 17 nominations. Isn't he the guy that kind of got booted because he was disgraced?
Yeah, but his fans never left his side.
No,
He was essentially, he wasn't canceled, he was kind of just put in timeout.
Ah, okay. Put in the back room, if you will. All right, so Taylor Swift did very well in the nominations. Let's see, other...
She's also now a billionaire. She has joined the Billionaires Club.
Wow. Is she still hanging around with that guy? Kelsey?
Yes, Kelsey? She is. Yeah. Yep, she's putting the football on the map.
In a manner
of speaking. People are aware of it now.
All right, social media, our focus here on the Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't have to be a pet psychic. You don't need a special power to interpret what your dog says. I believe any owner, if sufficiently interested, can come to understand how their dog speaks and exactly what they're saying. Learning how to understand the language of dogs, what I refer to as doggy dialogue, can bring your relationship with your pet to new heights. The noises that a dog makes, they're called vocalizations, do not relay worded messages, of course, but they do give us an insight into your dog's emotions. Fido's barking can indicate that he's alert, fearful, or even protective. The sound of the bark reveals much about what's happening. The so-called normal bark shows alertness, but when the pitch becomes high and shrill, your dog is fearful. A deeper, more resounding bark indicates aggression. As a matter of fact, the deeper the bark and the deeper the growl, the more aggression is being shown. You know, if you watch your dog carefully every day, you can really tell their moods by their body language and the way they vocalize. They know yours. It's about time you knew theirs. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The search for a mass killer on the loose in Maine continued overnight. Law enforcement and the Coast Guard are looking for 40-year-old Robert Card, a suspect who they believe was the gunman who killed 18 people in the town of Lewiston Wednesday night. The United States, using satellite-guided missiles from fighter jets, attacked 2 facilities in eastern Syria used by Iran in what defense officials are saying were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out as a response to a series of attacks on U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups. The strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Today is officially National American Beer Day and a TGIF. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day. Friday. Fridays seem to come up pretty quickly, don't they, on the balance of what days we like. I guess Friday is a big day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saturday, Friday does come up very quickly. Like. Monday, unfortunately, comes up faster.
Spoken like a true believer. I love the weekend! All right, so you're on the Good Day program with Doug and Jay as we focus on meaningful events, meaningful, thoughtful people like Deepak Chopra, who I go to every once in a while for a good thought. In the midst of movement and chaos, his advice to you is to keep stillness inside of you. You can control your mind, and then that controls your body, for the most part. And so, for all the good reasons, good mental health reasons, if you can, spend a moment or two. A lot of people call it meditation. I think that's a word that puts people off, even though it's a good word. Some people say, oh, meditation, that's new age stuff. I don't want to.
But not new age, though.
No, of course not. It's old age, in fact. It's been around forever. Not necessarily always labeled as such, but you can put yourself in a quiet place. And if you can't, there are a lot of things. I've had my issues the last couple of weeks because I have so many things going on in my life, and some of the things aren't necessarily great, but you've got to take a deep breath sometimes. You look at the accomplishments that you've had, that sort of thing. A lot of people are so wrapped up in this Israeli-Hamas war, it's impacting a lot of people's mental balance, shall we say, mental health. So as it continues, a lot of people feel overwhelmed, but you can think this about anything. Maybe you have a bad relationship with the person in your life who's your spouse. Or maybe you're having trouble at work. Whatever it is, there's a lot of this going on. But it's pretty easy to point at the situation in the Middle East because there's such a flood of terrible information and the images that are coming out of there. Wow. We're doing so much harm to ourselves by paying attention to that. It dominates the news. Look at it's actually number two this week on the talkers charts, which we'll get to, and you'll listen through the weekend at all of our usual spots like thegooddayshow.com to the top 10 stories and the people and that sort of thing. But it's still there. It's in your face. It's in your head. And there are all these differences. You know, social media is not our friend, even though we all use it. I like to use it because I like to tell good stories about my family and stuff or the farm. But so many people use it, and they're destructive with it. So I'm just suggesting to you, it's because of the toll it takes on your mental health and your well-being, if you let it, then maybe you direct your thoughts to, you touch on something else. Get away from the trauma and think about what is good in your life. But you have to work at it. You got to do that. You got to do the work. And so help yourself to helping yourself, if you will. All right, from the crime and punishment and the crook department, couple of items. The United States Parcel Service, better known, I guess, as the mail, the U.S. mail, is cracking down on postal crime. Apparently, they've arrested a lot of people who are accosting the carriers. They just stick a gun in the face of whether they're in a car, or, one of those little trucks, whether they're going through the neighborhood.
It's not all bills and utilities that they're carrying. There are packages, especially coming up this time of year when so many people send cash gifts in the mail.
Dumb. Very dumb. 600 arrests over the summer in the crackdown. Stealing mail. Targeting carriers. Getting access to mailboxes. So this is, this is crime all around us. And there are not just dogs attacking postal employees, right? Postal inspectors are bringing a lot of people to justice. And this past week, decided to go public. There have been rallies by the National Association of Letter Carriers, the union, calling for better protection for the carriers and harsh punishment for people who rob them. Well, it should be that the law, whatever the law is, should be applied to them.
Well, it's a federal crime if you mess with those big blue mailbox things.
Right. It's a federal crime if you go after the carriers. It's a, you know, it's, you get 6-7 years in jail just for one incident. Anyway, there are a lot of new locks that they're using. They're trying to prevent mail theft with high security boxes. You're talking about the blue boxes that criminals get into. The problem is you have a hard time. Some of them used to be able to pull up to them with your car, but you can't really now because you can't get the box, you can't get the top of it open to slide a couple of slim letters in them. So that's going. No, you just think about it. Kind of a world.
And people can steal your identity based on a lot of stuff. Mail fraud, check fraud.
All right, here's the story of a customer in New York in a jewelry store who was locked inside for 10 hours. Things like that reality. This guy was accidentally locked inside the vault. 10 hours. He's 23 years old. He was in... This is a Fifth Avenue building. Firefighters worked overnight to try to get him out. Wow, that's got to be scary as hell. Because you don't know about the oxygen. He was inside and the door automatically closed behind him. And they, you know, at 5 o'clock everything locks up.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what
he was there. He was checking a safety deposit box, and then the door was just locked from the outside. And you would think that when they were shutting down for the night, they
you
walk around and check everything. Yeah.
Hello.
Make sure even if you're unaware that somebody you know of is being in there, just to make sure somebody didn't break in and is hiding or something. Like just still go around and check everything.
The stuff that movies are made of, in a manner of speaking. All right, speaking of crooks, somehow or other, we were just talking about the hockey player who was not doing smart things, and there's a lot of focus on the crooked senator from New Jersey, and somebody said, well, you can't call him a crook because he hasn't been convicted yet. Trust me, he's a crook. And so I was thinking about politicians over the years who have, and I think we made reference this a couple of days this week, actually, Jay, of people, even at the highest levels. Now, we're talking about Trump being a crook and Biden being a crook, but they're not the first presidents who were a crook or accused of being a crook.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the response. This would be a great quiz question. Recognize this voice.
Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
President?
Yes, sir.
I am not a crook. Well, it turned out that wasn't quite true. Anyway, that was the voice. Did I ask James? I asked you and Jay, yes, we were teasing about this. You knew who Richard Nixon was.
Yeah, of course.
Right, because he wasn't a crook.
Yeah.
But he was the first president, if I remember serving correctly, I think I'm pretty safe on this one, the first president to ever really kind of get chased out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And then he
decided to leave willingly because he knew it was going to happen.
Right, exactly. And then Gerry Ford, who was his vice president, became president, and he pardoned Nixon, and that cost Ford his reelection.
Mm-hmm.
And Ford, actually, in my mind, my book was one of the better presidents in lots of different ways. Lots of different ways. And so, anyway, we have that legacy to not be proud of. Greeks and their bombs. The Greek army announced today they have destroyed a World War II bomb that they found during the excavation. There's a new luxury apartment development right outside of Athens. And as they're digging around, you know, excavating, digging a hole for the cellars and stuff, they found an unexploded bomb.
A 500-pound bomb.
Ooh. Without a detonation... So they stopped all the traffic, rerouted it around the area. So then they evacuated some nearby buildings. There's a lot of stuff going on. This is sort of an urban development. So they've been digging. They're disturbing a lot of ground. And they described it as unexploded ordnance. So anyway...
They expect to find more at this point, too.
Yeah. Well, Greece is one of those places, couldn't quite figure out where they wanted to be during World War II. but it was a military base for the United States during World War II until the Nazis occupied Greece, and then the airfield was bombed by the people who built it, in essence, us. We're famous for that. We blow everything up, and then we rebuild it again for whoever. That was what we did with Japan, right? After World War II, we rebuilt the country. And that's what we did in Vietnam. And that's what we did in South Korea. And you can go through any number. That's what we did in Iraq. Still doing it, as a matter of fact, rebuilding it. Mortgage rates. 8%. What?
Yeah. I just said blah.
Blah.
Keep going up.
Yeah. Well, I think they've hit an apex. I know some folks. One of my best friends is a real estate guy, and he's got four or five homes right in the immediate area that are for sale. A year ago at this time, they would have been sold 5 minutes after they were put up on sale. But he did sell a house yesterday, he was telling me, to a woman who came from Greece who likes horses, and we have a horsey neighborhood, so she bought this house. And the asking price was an older, just a kind of simple, plain house. $1,000,001 was the ask. She paid $1,150,000 for it. And he says, I don't know, she offered it. And I said, yes. So well, there you go. But, yeah, the rates are tough. But building is still, there's still lots of building going on because there's a shortage. There's a dearth of supply. That's the word, right? D-E-A-R-F. RTH, not a lot. Yeah, not a lot. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's, I guess, when you're thinking, there are a lot of people who have cash, and they, so who cares what the mortgage rate is? But the business depends mostly, about half the homes that are sold. This was the stat I saw the other day, because we're looking at financing if we need it for our development that I'm working on here. And so, the bank said 50% of new home buyers have cash, and 50% have to borrow the money. Which I guess that makes some sense.
Yeah, there's so many flippers anymore. There's so many flippers.
Yeah, right. And people who are investing in homes, Airbnb and things like that.
Exactly.
Wow. All right, 48 after. This is a good day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cobwebs in my throat here. It's 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Time for food, farm, and family delicacies. Yesterday we celebrated National Pumpkin Day, and you can get the story behind the story at the foodfarmfamily.com website, as you can find the anecdotal celebratory focus on National Breadstick Day, which is today.
Yum.
The breadsticks originated in the Piedmont region of Italy back in the late 1600s. And so I guess when you look around that, what's the difference? Bread sticks are just bread as sticks, right?
Mm-hmm.
The things, but it's still the same stuff. It's wheat-based most of the time, or at least it used to be, not so much now.
Yeah, but a breadstick is far superior to, like, just the open kind of garlic bread. You know what I mean?
No,
shape of it makes it better. The shape of it just makes it far superior to the rest. Dip in some Alfredo?
I'm not much. I have the gluten allergy, and so I don't get too excited about this stuff. I do like good garlic bread, which kind of comes out oftentimes as a stick sort of thing. But anyway, a lot of people have been eating this for a long time. Back in the 1600s, first version of the story of its creation, a Florentine abbot described these things. In Italian, they're called grissini, as long-shaped, bone-thin bread, And 1675, the breadstick creation story version 2, they were created as an intestinal disorder remedy. There you
Interesting.
Go.
Interesting.
Anyway, we found at the farmer's market on Melrose in Hollywood last week, Sophie, my daughter-in-law, and I were looking around. We bought a lot of fruit and stuff. And there was a gluten-free, garlicky bread that I bought, a lot of flat bread. And I brought it home, and I had a bite of it yesterday, and it wasn't what I expected. I don't know that I thought it was good or bad. It just wasn't what I expected. And you can do flavor these sticks, you know, there's bread, any of this stuff around, in lots of different ways, but it is popular. That sort of thing is fun to chew on. Sometimes I had some cheese and these little thin crackers on the plane. That was kind of, it was good. Mm-hmm. People serve that all the time. All right, next up here on the Food, Farm, and Family Consideration, officials in the Arizona Department of Health Services say that they have now issued a voluntary recall involving a marijuana product that's sold, is it exclusively in Arizona, or is that the only place that is being recalled?
Yeah, this one is sold in Arizona. It has potential to have this kind of mold in it that can really make you sick if you inhale it, ingest it.
I never have figured out what it is about things that are leafy. If somebody looked at, who was the first person who decided, let's dry that and smoke it, whatever it is. And look what
was the one that you, the one that you had when you were on a trip, was it something that you smoked or did you ingest it? It wasn't popping something else.
No,
it made you so sick.
When I was in Peru, I had I forgot what the stuff is called, but it was bad. it was something that is sort of an initiation to sort of straighten out your mind, supposedly, but it was a mind blower and made me sick for about 36 hours. I mean, literally.
It was like ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Ayahuasca.
That's why you don't succumb to peer pressure, Doug.
Thank you, Jay. I remember that. The FDA says it's looking into the death of a student who drank Panera Bread's charged lemonade, gathering information about this young woman with a heart condition. There's a lawsuit waiting to happen on this one. Her name is Sarah Katz. She drank Panera's charged lemonade. Large cup has caffeine in it. And apparently had more caffeine than like a can of Red Lobster. Red Lobster, good day. perhaps not Red Lobster. Perhaps Red Bull is what I was talking about. A lawsuit.
Like Red Bull and Monster Energy drink combined. This has so much caffeine. And it's not listed. It's not labeled. People may know it might be a little caffeinated, but you don't know how much caffeine's actually in it.
Uh-uh. So anyway, Panera hasn't responded to the lawsuit, but this young lady was a stellar student at the University of Pennsylvania, she just died trying to give her CPR.
She had a heart condition and just too much caffeine consumed. She had no idea.
I would think they have it off the menu by now, but if not, stay away from anything that is described as charged. Okay? Not good stuff. Word to the wise is efficient, and we're here to help on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.